We're holding Daf Chof. Again, we're in the middle of the Shaila. The Mishnah said a halachah that a machzolas kanim. If you have a mat made out of reeds, so if it was a gedolah, it said difference whether it was a big one or whether it was a small one. And the Gemara asks a stira, how about if you make it stam? In other words, the Mishnah says if you make it l'shein schach, so it's not makabel tumo, therefore you're allowed to use it for schach. If you make it l'shem shchiva, you want to lie on it, therefore it's called like a pshute kliyetz, that's made to put things on top of it, that's makabel tumo midrabonin, therefore you're not allowed to use it for schach. So the stira was, what about if you make it for stam? If you made it like this, without any special intentions, do we say it's made l'shem shchiva, that it's author, or do we say, no, it's made stam, l'shem schach, there should be mutter. So first thing we want is a chilul between a gedolah and a katana. So Gemara says that's good according to Tanna Kamma. What about according to Reb Lezer? So first thing we want to say that Rava gave a teretz that says that b'gedolah, there's less three lines enough, you test on the base, that elam ar Rava, b'gedolah kuliyam alay pligi disom l'tichuch. If it's a big mat, then everybody holds minastam without any special intentions. It's made l'schach because it's too hard to sleep on. Therefore, it's kosher for schach. It's meant for the purpose of protecting you from making a shade. Keep pligi with a machlokes b'ktana by a small mat. A tanakama sof a stam katana l'shchiva. A small one is made l'shchiva. People use it to sleep on. Therefore, you can't use it for schach. Reb Lezer sof a no stam katana nam l'sichich. Even a small mat, since it's made out of reeds, it's hard. It's not made for sleeping on. It's only made for a curtain or for the purpose of protecting you from the sun. Therefore, it's kosher l'schach. Vochi koma. This is what the Mishnah means to say. Mach tzeles hakanim. If you have a mat made out of reeds, gedolah, if it's made a big one, also l'shchiva mekabel l'stumma. If it's a big one made amanas to sleep on, and then it's called the pshuti kliyetz. That's called the oimed to put things on top of. Therefore, it's mekabel l'stumma. V'yein mesachin bo. You're not allowed to use it. What's the reason for this? To yosan l'shchiva, because you made it for sleeping purposes. Hostoma, but if you make a mat, a big mat, stam, without any special intentions, then we say nasa kmi shos l'sichuch. It's made as if you had in mind only l'schach to protect you, to use it for roofing. And therefore, masachim bo, you're allowed to use it for schach. Kitana, what about a small one? Also l'sichuch masachim bo, if you made it for the purpose of schach to protect you from the sun, so it's not called the shuti kliyetz makabel tumo is masachim bo. Taima, what's the reasoning? The yosel l'sichuch, because you had in mind to make it l'shem schach. Hostoma, but if you made it stam without any special intentions, then we say nasa kimi shosel l'shchiva. It's as if you made it amanas to sleep on it. V'yein masachim bo. This is pshat in the Tanna Kamma. Now the yosel Reb Lezer comes l'memra to tell us that achas ketanu v'achas gedolah. No. Whether it's a big one, whether it's a small one, stomach shera, stam mats, since it's made out of reed, the hard mats, is l'sichach. It's made for the purpose of, for a curtain or for protecting you for roofing. It's not made to sleep on. Therefore, it's not called a kli. Therefore, it's kosher l'sichach. That's a teretz. And the blessed old, even a ketana, is also minastam made l'sichach and not made l'shchiv. So the Mo'omalei, Abayi, yes, the kasha back to Ravi, Hochi, if that's true. We have Lezer, and what does the Mishnah say that Reb Lezer says? Achav katan of yachas gederla, whether it's a big or small one, or whether it's a big one, it should have said achav gederla of yachas katana mi boile. It should have said the opposite way, whether it's big or whether it's small. In other words, we want to say a chiddush that even though a small one also has the same halach like a big one, just like by a big one you're telling me, minastam, without any special intention, it's made l'sichuch, because it's too big to sleep on, it's too hard. We have Lezer hold, who are then a small one? A small one also has the same halacha like a big one. So why does the Mishnah say the Lashon is? That achas ketanim achas gedolah. It's mashma, the small is like small. And the big, it should have said the opposite way. Achas gedolah. In other words, Zaya, big one that we're both masking to. The achas ketanim, in other words, the ketanim has the same halacha like a gedolah. V'yoyed, another question I have. Ki pligi, no, I'll tell you exactly, you know where the argument is. The gedolah hu de pligi. There's a machloek, an argument about a big mat. And Reb Lezer l'chumra, Reb Lezer's machma that even a stam big mat is also, we say, made l'shchivam. And therefore it's posel l'schach. So not like you, Rav, are saying. The Tanya, we learned like this. Mach tzeles hakanim. If you have this mat, a mat made out of reeds, the gedolah, if it's a big mat, is masachim bo. Tanakam holds you allowed to use it for schach, because it's not meant to sleep on. Therefore, it's meant for the purpose of protecting you for roofing. So it's not called the kli, it's not makabel tumma. Therefore, it's kosher leschach. Rabbi Eliezer Weimer, Rabbi Eliezer says, im eino makabeles tumma mesachim bo. Like, it depends. Only if you made it in, if it's not makabel tumma. In other words, min astam it is makabel tumma. Even a big mat is made l'shchiva to sleep on. But if you made it and you have intentions to use it for the purpose of schach, to protect you on top of your roofing, to protect you from the sun, then we say it's not called a kliyate, it's not makabel tumma. Therefore, it's kosher leschach. The Sefer Rabbi Eliezer holds that even a stam, big mat, is also makabel tumma. So, b'zoi, we have back the kasher esther in our Mishnah. Is a stam kosher or stam posel? So, Marian says, El Om Rapop. Rapop says a teretz like this. The teretz is like this. Piktanam, by a small mat made out of reeds, is kuliyam le pligi de stam le shiva. Everybody's either Tanakamazai, Rabbi Eliezer holds that it's made the shiva to sleep on. Since it's small, even though it's a hard material, still it's made to sleep on. So once it's made to sleep on, we say it's called like a pshut de kliyates. It's only a flat piece of wood, but it's made for the purpose of storing, putting things on top of, like your body, you sleep on top of it. Therefore, midrabon it's makabel tumah. Therefore, it's posel leschach. Ki pligi, where's the machlokes Rabbi Eliezer and the Tanakama? Bigdoilo, by a big mat. The Tanakama sovar stam gedoilo lesichuch. The Tanakama holds, minastam, if you don't have anything in mind, when you make a big mat, since it's hard, it's made lesichuch. It's made for covering purposes, and not for the purpose of sleeping on top of. Rabbi Eliezer sovam, stam gedoilo nami leshchiva. Rabbi Eliezer's lechumra and says no. Even when you make a big mat, minastam, it's also made for the purpose of sleeping on top of it. Therefore, it's called the kliyates of makabel tumma. And the din is, you're not allowed to make schach. You can't use it as schach. Omai osam l'shchiva, the komar. What if the Mishnah Rabbi Eliezer said that was made the same shchiva? So not that you really had this in mind, but rather hokik komar. This is what the Mishnah means to say. That stam asa yosa, anytime you make a stam mat, you make it without any special intentions, nami l'shchiva. Minastam is also made for the purpose of sleeping on top of. Ad diyavu l'sichuch. Unless you have 100% you have in mind that you're using it for covering purposes, not for sleeping purposes. So that's the machlokes Rabbi Eliezer and the Tanakama. The Tanakama says a big one is kosher, a big one is made l'schach, and Rabbi Eliezer holds no, even a big one minastam is made l'shchiva for sleeping on. So therefore, what is makabel tumma? Only a mat that's made with intentions to use for covering purposes, that's when it's kosher. Moshe says, Tana Rabbanan, come and learn to the price like this. Mach tzeles, if you have mats, shel shifa v'shogami. So made out of material things that grow, a type of straw, a type of other grass. Gedoyla, if it's a big mat, mesach rimbo, it's allowed to use it for schach. In other words, it's not made for sleeping purposes. It's made for covering purposes. Therefore, it's not called the kli l'kabel tumah. Kitana, let's say it's a small mat, then we say ein mesachim bo. Then you can't use it for schach because min astam it's made l'shchiva, so it's oimet to sleep on. Therefore, it's called the kli that's makabel tumah. It's posel schach. What about shalkanim v'shachilas? Let's say a mat that's made out of reeds. There's a much harder material here. V'shachilas, also type of reeds, a bamboo, is gedoylo mesachim bo. If it's a big one, you're allowed to use it for schach. You know why? Because it's not made l'shchiva. Mashenkein aruga ein mesachim bo. But let's say you made it woven. If it was a woven one, then it's nice and smooth material. Therefore, it's oimed to use to sleep on. Therefore, ein mesachim bo. Shirashi explains here that it says shokanim b'shachilus. There's bamboo sticks. That's hard sticks. Gedolim mesachim bo. If it's big, you'll have to use it for schach. Shirashi doesn't mean that the mat itself is big. It means that the stitches, like, were made out of big stitches. Then we say, even though it's a small mat, but since it's not smooth, it's not meant for sleeping purposes. Therefore, you're allowed to use it for schach. Mashenken aruga. Let's say it was woven very nicely. That's a smooth make. Then we say, if it's a small mat, it's made l'shchiva, and you're not allowed to use it for schach. Rabbi Yishmav, Rabbi Yisiyemer, Mishum Aviv, the name of his father, that achazu v'yachazu mesachim bo. No, whether it's made the terms of stitch of aruga, of woven, or regular stitches, still, since these are hard material, kanim and chilas, these reeds, it's not made for sleeping purposes, therefore it's kosher leschach. In other words, these mats are not mekabel tumah, Therefore, it's kosher l'schach. That's what Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi says. V'chein hoye Reb Doisi yomer kidvorov. Reb Doisi also holds like this, like these mats made from kanim, from reeds and chilus, another type of reeds, is it's not makabel tumah because it's not meant l'shchiva. It's only meant for covering purposes. Therefore, it's kosher l'schach. This is what Reb Doisi also holds. On number base, we'll soon see a kashna from this about on Reb Doisi. The Matnan Hossam, we learned the Mishnah Idiyas, it says like this. Kol ha-chatzolus. We'll soon see what chatzolus means. Some say it also means a mat. The kol ha-chatzolus. Mitamim tomim mace. That if a mace becomes a contact with a mace, it's called enough of a kli, this mat, to makabel tumah, it has tumas mace on it. And hu adim emel, it would be also to use for schach. Divir Rabbi Doisi. This is what Rabbi Doisi holds. V'chachomim oimim, the chomim say though, medris. No. Not only this mat roi lekabel tumas mace, but it could also be metamol tumas medrus. Medrus means if a zav or a nida doesn't touch it, but just the body is leaning or resting on top of it, that's a tumas medrus. For the Gemara, medrus in tumim mace lois, let's mashma chom say that this mat, it's not mekabel tumas mace. If it comes in contact with the mace, it's tor. Only if a zav or a nida goes on top of it, lies on top of it, then it has tumas medrus. For the Gemara, could that be? For nan, we learned in the Mishnah Nida like this. They call hametam a medrus. Any kli that's royal kabel tumas medrus. You should know metam etam a mace. It's also called the kli that if it comes in contact with the mace, it has tumas mace on it. So it's a stira. How could I say the chom say it has tumas medrus, but it does not have tumas mace? So Moran says ema af medrus. The chom means to say not only like Rav Doisi said that this kli, this mat, is enough for kabel tumas mace, but it's even enough to have a tumas medrus. That if a nido or a zav is sitting on top of it, we don't tell them, like, get up, we want to use this kli for some other purpose. That's what the chum holds. That's what Reb Doisi holds. Reb Doisi holds is not a kli l'shchiva. So therefore, if a zav or a nido sits on it, it's not makabel tumas medrus. But the chum say no, it's even makabel tumas medrus. In other words, it is oimed l'shchiva. It's oimed to sleep on. Therefore, if a zav or a nido sleeps on it, it has tumas medrus. Even though their body is not touching it, still, it has tumas medrus. Now the Gemara says, "My chatzolus. What does chatzolus mean?" Omer Rav Avdimi Bar Hamduri Mar Zuvli. It means Mar Zuvli. For the Gemara, "My Mar Zuvli." What is that? Omer Rabbi Abba Mizavli. So Rashi says that means a type of a pillow that the shepherds use to lie the head down on. So it's a pillow made out of this material. Rabbi Shimon ben Lokeshoimer. Machtzolus mamish. No, this chotzelus here means mat. A real mat. Not a pillow, but it means a mat. The Yozer Resh Lakish time. Resh Lakish goes according to his time. The Yomer Resh Lakish said, Hareini kaporas rebichia ubonov. I should be a kapora, like Rashi says, if any yisurim, if anything bad happens to me, it should be a kapora, should be a forgiveness for my Rebbe, rebichia ubonov. So Rashi says, is there a covet to talk this way about your father, about your Rebbe, ifter then ifter? It's a respectful to say, like whatever bit happens to you, you want it to be a kapora, forgiveness for your father or for your Rebbe. So Rav Shlokas said, Hareini, whatever happens to me, should be a kapora for my Rebbe, Rebbe Chiya Obonov. What was the story? Shebetchilo kishenishtachcha Torah Yisrael, at the beginning, people in Eretz Yisrael were forgetting Torah there. So Rashi said, not that they forgot all the Torah, just certain halachas they forgot there. Is all the Ezra mi Bavel? So Ezra went up from Bavel, the Yosta, and he taught them the halachas they forgot. Abachozov and the Shachar, it happened again, they forgot the halachas. Now all the Hillel HaBavli, Hillel went up from Bavel to the Yosta to teach them the halachas. Now Chozov and the Shachar, they again forgot the halachas. Is all the Rabbi Chiya Bonav? Now Rabbi Chiya Bonav went up from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael, the Yosta, and taught them the halachas. V'cheinom Rabbi Chiya Ubonav. And this is one of the lochis that Rabbi Chiya Bonav said, that lenech l'ku Rabbi Doisa v'chomim. There's no machlek between Rabbi Doisa and v'chomim al machzola shalusha, a type of mats that come from this town called Usha, Shehein Timaeus. That these things are makabel tumah. In other words, like Rashi says, af medrus, they even have tumas medrus here, tim yuchodim l'shchiva hein v'lo l'tash m'shachar, because they're set aside to use for sleeping purposes. There is a not that hard, a little bit softer. Therefore, it is makabel tumah, even tumas medrus. There's no machlokes about this. Michel Tveria Shein Teres. Let's say you have mats coming from Tveria. There, the mats are made of much harder material.
Therefore, it's not Oymed L'Shchiva. Therefore, it's not a Kli, it's Tor. So, Tumas Medrus. In other words, Tumas Medrus is only like we're saying, if it's a Kli, that's just Oymed to sit on, to sleep on. Mashaykin, here you don't use it to sit on, it's too hard. We tell you, like, if you do sit, get up, we need it for some other purpose. Therefore, it's not Makabal Tumas Medrus. That everybody holds. Where is the machlokes we have this in the chomim? Al shar makomis, other places. That matzav akiv and the lekha the yosef alayu kitzver yadamu. Rabbi Daisy holds that since it's not oymis for people to sit on it in other places, it has a lach like kitzver yadamu. It's not called the kli moishev. So therefore, if the zav will need to sit on it, it's not makabel tumas medrus. Well, matzav echom hold don't know. Kiv and the mikri, it happens sometimes. The yasri, they sit down alayu on top of it. It's Kedusha Damin. It has a lot like Ushom. Like there, it's a soft material that everybody sits on it. There, even though you only sit on it at certain times, it's still called the Kli that's Oymet to sit on. And if a Zav will need to sit on it, it's Makabel Tumah. That's the Machlokes Rabbi Daisy and the Chachamim. Omamar, we learned before, Kol HaChetzolos Metamim Tamimes. Any type of Chetzolos, whether it means a mat or a pillow, it has Tumas Meis. This is Rabbi Daisy. This is Rabbi Daisy holds. It's only a machlekes of the kamakabel tumas medrus. Is it aimed for sleeping or not? But otherwise, it's called a kli, makabel tumas meis. Do you see what a chetzolos, a mat, it's called a kli? So even Rabbi Daisy holds like that. For the Gemara Takasha Vatani, we learned before that v'chein hoye Rabbi Daisy aimed kedvaruf. Rabbi Daisy also said like them before to say that you're allowed to use a machtzolos for schach. So you have to say that stam chetzolos, stam mats, are not made l'shchiva to sleep on. They're made for the purpose of protection, of sale, to protect you. So, how could Rabbi Daisy say it has Tumas Meis? If it would have Tumas Meis, it's called the Kli Royal Kabel Tumah, it should be Posel Schach. So how could Rabbi Daisy say before, Hay Oymed Kedvarov, that no matter what type of a mat it's made, whether it's a woven material, or whether it's a big stitches, still it's Koshel Schach. It's a stira. Is it Makabel Tumas Meis or not? So the Gemara says, Lakash, there's no stira here. Or the east leg gedanfo, or the left leg gedanfo. Depends if it has a rim around the mat or not. If it has a rim, then it's called the base kibble. You could store things on it. Therefore, it's makabel tumas meis. That's what Rabbi Daisy is talking about. But before the Rabbi Daisy said any type of a mat is not is kosher schach, we're talking about mats that do not have a rim around it. Therefore, it's not called a kli that's makabel. It's called a pshuta kliates. So it's not called a kli at all. Therefore, even tumas meis it would not have. Meitzvah, you have a kasha. Choyt solois shel sham v'shogami. Let's say you have a mat made out of these type of materials. Shogami, some say means straw. V'shel shom, maybe some cork. V'shel sak. Let's say it's made out of hair, Rashi says. It means hair, goat's hair. V'shel svir, or else the hair comes off the horse from its neck or from its tail. Is metame tome meis. Divi Rabbi Daisy. That's Rabbi Daisy old. These mats are makabel tumas meis. V'chom morim, v'chom say. Af medrus. Not only Tumas Meis does these mats have, but even if a Zav or Anita sits on them, it's also Makabel Tumas Medrus. So more like this. Bishleim Lamandiyam Mazuvli, according to Tanakhama, it's talking about a pillow, it means Shosham Vashogam, if it's made from straw, Chose Lekimta de Peri. Even though it's made out of straw, so it has like holes in it, but still you could store wider fruits. For wider fruits, you could store in this pillow, therefore it's called the base kibble. So Makabel Tumas. Let's say this pillow is made out of hair, goat's hair, or it's made out of horse hair. Also, chosi leguki vitzini. It's roi to put things inside it. Gulki vitzini, Rashi says, is to store kelim. Rashi says, kelim kain sakim, like a sack. Shanais neben kitunyas uperizakim. You put small fruits or nuts inside it, it's roi lekabel. Since it's woven very good, it's a very good pillow, like a good base kibble, you can recabel things in it. But Marius El Mandiyama, according to Mandiyama, Machtsolus Mamish, that it means Mamish Machtsolus, it means Mamish Mats. So Bishlemish shall sack the Salsvira, if it's made out of this hair, from goat's hair or horse hair. Chosi Leparso, Vinavavoso. It's Chosi to use Leparso, Rashi says, Levilon. You could use it for a curtain, or else to blow things on, to blow the wheat. El Shelsham, Vishogami, if it's made, if this mat is made out of straw, Lamai Chosi, what can you use it? The Churitz of Shuk to Kliyate. That should not be Makabel Tumah, even Tumas Meis. And the Gemara Choslin is a Yosa. it's right to use, Rashi learns, to cover up a beer barrel. If you have a barrel and you make beer, if you want to cover it up, you can use this mat. So since you can use this mat for that, that's called a kli. It's royal lekabel tuma. Tosfos asks from Rashi that just the fact that you use to cover it up is not called the base kibble. Therefore, pshut the kliyets will not be lekabel tuma. So Tosfos says, "V'sarach leim halacha shreis lekabel b'em dover." Now that this type of a mat is made, it's made to receive something. Therefore, it's lekabel tuma. Ika the army, some say like this. Bishleima lemandiyam machtolus mamish. If you hold it, it means mamish machtolus mamish mat shel sham v'shel gami. It's made out of reeds, made out of straw. Choslin is isa. It's roy to be used to cover up the beer, or else the place learns for some type of a purpose of storing things in it. Therefore, it's called the kli lekabel tuma. Shel sak v'shel svira. It's made out of hair. It's choslin leparsim navosa. It's roy leparsi. It's roy to store. It's right to use for a, Rashi said before, a vilon. It's right to use for a curtain, or else l'naposa to blow it. El mandiyam mazug, but the mandiyam, it says these chetzelis, means pillows. Bishleim shel sak v'shel svir, it's woven well, made out of hair. Is chazi laguki v'tzini. It's roy laguki, Rashi says. To store in it small fruits. You could use it to store things in. That's good. Ela shel sham v'shel gami. If it's made out of straw, l'may chozi, what can you use these pillows? And the Gemara also, chozi l'kinta de peri. It's right to store big fruits in it. Even though it has a lot of holes, it's only made from straw, it's very holy, still you can store big fruits in it. Or a tanya omer Rebbe Chanina. Rebbe Chanina said like this, kishi yiradati l'gerlin, when I went down to Gerlin, to Bovel, is Motsosi Zokinech, I found one older person. The Yomuli told me, Mesachin Babudja. You're allowed to use mats, Babudja means a mat, for Schach. Because Jabosi Yitzhak of Yeshua Achi, Abba, Hoidlud Vorf, he was also masking to this aloha. You're allowed to use mats for Schach. Omer Rav Chizdo, Abahu de Lesle Gedanfa. We're talking about it doesn't have any rim around it like we had before. Therefore it's not Makabu Tuma, therefore it's Koshter Schach. And Omer Ula, Hani Budaisa, if you have these type of mats, the Bnei Mechuzah comes from Bnei Mechuzah, El Mole Kirshalem, if not for the fact that they have a rim around it, Mesachimbu, you would have been able to use it for Schach. Like we learned until now, mats are okay, unless it has a rim around it, that makes the base kibble, it could receive something, it's a kli that could receive things, it's Mekabotum, it's Postos Schach. And Tani Nam Yoch, we learn like this also, that Mesachim Bebudja, you're allowed to use a mat for Schach. The Yemieshlem Kir, but if you have a rim around it, ain't Mesachim Behen. Then it's called like a kli, a base kibble. It's not called the pshut the kliyets anymore. It's called the kliyets that's makabel that receives things. Therefore, it's makabel tumah. That's the loch. It's postal lischach. Hadrin alecha sukkah. Zot Mishnah. Ha yoshen tachas amita. If somebody's inside his sukkah but he's sleeping underneath the bed, and yoshen, because Rashi says that the ikah mitzvah of sukkah is achila, to eat in the sukkah, shtiya, to drink there, vishina. Sleeping is also part of the ikah mitzvah. Therefore, the Mishnah says, if you sleep underneath your bed, is lo yotzi dechavosai. You're not mekayim the mitzvah sukkah. It's not considered you're sleeping in the sukkah. You're sleeping under the bed. It's a new reshus by itself. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Yehuda says, noyigin hayinu kashinu yishonim tachas amita. It used to be that when we used to sleep in the sukkah under the bed, if neyaz came in front of older people, no tchoshim atamid chomim, lo yomru lo nadova, they didn't tell us anything. That's Rabbi Yehuda Shita we had before. That he holds you are allowed to sleep under the bed in a sukkah. So even though the bed is 10 tefachim high, it's called an oil, but it's called an oil arai, it's called a temporary one. So a temporary one cannot go kineged against the sukkah, that's the kfa. So therefore, still consider you're sleeping in the sukkah, you're mekayim the mitzvah. But the Mishnah says, Vaitam Rebbe Shimon, that Maisa Betevi Yavdu Yishav Gamliel. It once happened a story with the Eved, the slave of Rav Gamliel. He was never Kanani. And sukkahs, he was sleeping under the bed in the sukkah. The Yomel and Rav Gamliel said, that came to the older people, to the Choshev HaTamid HaKomim, Re'isem Tevi Yavde, did you see my Yevet Tevi? Shu Talmud Chochem, he's a big Talmud Chochem. The Yodei, because he knows, She'avodim Turim in HaSukkah, that a din is never Kanani, has the locha like an Isha. Any mitzvah, an Isha is Mechuyivin, and never Kanani is Mechayivin. Any mitzvah, like a mitzvah, say, she's a man Gerama, that Noshim HaPotah from, who are then in Eved Kanani is also potter from it. Lefikach, therefore, Rabbi Gamliel said, Yoshinu tachas hamita, that's why my slave was sleeping under the bed. Another one, the Mishnah says, Lefidu rachenu, from this we understand, Lefidu rachenu lamadnu, Sha Yoshin tachas hamita lo yosu dechavosli. If someone that has a chiyuv to sit in the sukkah, if he would sleep underneath the bed, he would not be mekayim the mitzvah. That's what Rabbi Gamliel was saying. Therefore, his eved Kenani, Tevi, since he knew he was potter from the mitzvah sukkah, that's why he slept underneath the bed. But someone that has a chiyuv to eat and to drink and to sleep in the sukkah, if he sleeps underneath the bed, he's not mekayim the mitzvah. For the Gemara, the kasher voleko asara, his avminir is a bed is not that high, elevated off the ground. So we know if it's less than 10 tefachim off the ground, the oil is not called an oil to say you're in a different rishus. It's not called like you're not in the sukkah. It's not called its own rishus. Only if the oil, the tent, the bed is 10 tefachim higher, then we say it's called its own rishus. So underneath it, you're not in the sukkah, you're underneath the bed. But the havamina is the bed is not that high. Now the Gemara notes, here Gemara Shmuel, b'mita asara. Shmuel answers, no, we're talking about a bed that is 10 tefachim off the ground. The mattress like is 10 tefachim off the ground. Therefore, if you sleep underneath this mattress, it's called like an own oil, its own reshus. It's not called you're in the sukkah, so you're not mekayim the mitzvah. Tanan Hosim, we learned the Mishnah Oilis. Echad chur shecharu mayim. If you have a hole that came about because the river water like made a hole. In other words, the river water went on the sides and its bank and made a hole through some through the ground through the bank of the river. Oy shrotzim, or else shrotzim ants like. When it made a hole through the ground, that the water went through, made a hole in the ground, period. Or Yishachlosoi Malchus. Or as Rashi says, it means Shoretz Malecha Mespakat Melech. The ground, like, caved in by itself, it came out to be a hole there. Vechein Midbach Avonim. You have a wall made from stones. You put one stone next to another stone, then you put one on top of it. Vechein Soye Shokurus. Or else you have a pile of wood. The locher is Mayel Alatuma. All these things have a loch of an oil. And as long as there's a tefach space between the top and the bottom, it's called an oil. That if the mace is on one side and you have kalim on the other side of this oil, we say the tumah goes up to the oil and goes across the whole roof and then comes down again at the other end. So all these cases have a loch like an oil. Rabbi Yehuda says no. Kol oil shein osi b'dayodim. Any type of an oil, a tent or a roof, that wasn't made by the Odim. So Rashi explains it means mischaven asoysi oil. Even though maybe a person made it, like before the wall made out of stones, even though a person made it, but he did not have in mind to make it l'shem tzchach. He was building a wall, he put one brick next to another brick, and then one brick in the middle between both of them. So even though now there's a tefach space in between them, it's called an oil, but since you did not have intentions in mind to make the oil, it's not considered you made an oil. Therefore, it doesn't bring the tumah. Only if it was made by the other means, the person had in mind to do it l'shem oil. So where it says, my time of the Rebbe Yehuda, has Rebbe Yehuda know this, that you have to have in mind to make it for the purpose of being a roof. That's called an oil. If not, not. So Marin says, yalef oil mi mishkan. Rebbe Yehuda learns it out, oil from by the mishkan. Ksivoch, it says here, by the pasha of tumah smeis, it says, zois hatoira odom ki yomis b'yol. This is the locha about an odom that's made in an oil. There's too much oil. Uchsev hosim, it says in the pasha by the Mishkan, vayifresh es oil ala Mishkan. They put the oil on top of the Mishkan. So ma'al halon, just like by the Mishkan, but the odom, the people that made the Mishkan, they put the oil, they put these curtains on top of the Mishkan. The shem aschach, that's called an oil, is afkan vidayodim. Here also, what's called an oil by tumas meis, only if the person made it for the purpose of using it to be an oil. But not if it was made for some other purpose. For the Gemara of Rabbanu, what do Rabbanu do with this Svara? It's a good Svara. And the Gemara, oil riba. There are a lot of ribuyim in the pasha of Tumas Meis. It says a lot of times the word oil. So not only an oil, a roof that was made bidei odom, even if it wasn't made bidei odom also. Yeah. All right, we'll stop here.